It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. All my Uber drivers, my Lyft drivers, my police officers, my firefighters, my service members, my doctors, my nurses, everybody out there. FedEx, UPS, Amazon. People sitting in traffic, people going home. People driving places they got no business going. I won't tell your family, that's your business, not mine. Anyway, I'll be here with you. Everybody knows where I'm at. I'm here for the next 3 hours. This show gets started every weekday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. That means I've been here for 1 hour, and we've already talked some NFL Combine action. Thank you so much to Sam Brookhouse for joining us from Sumer Sports. He's in Indianapolis. And he's already in awe at some of the performances that he's seen already. The big guys working out today, the defensive ends, the defensive linemen, the fat guys, well, fat and fast, they're getting in some work. If I got to call them fat, I got to call them fast too. Big and strong, how about that? That's better. Also, you heard from Travis Hunter. He says he wants to be a wide receiver, wants to be a cornerback, he wants to be selected first overall. Well, tell me, what else do you want? He wants it all. We just talked about Abdul Carter coming out of Penn State. This guy has a stress reaction in his foot. He does not need surgery. And by the way, he said he didn't feel anything. If they didn't catch it, you know, via imaging, he wouldn't even know that there was anything wrong with his foot. Now, I don't know how long that would last, but that must be nice. Must be nice. Anyway, thank you for listening to the show on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, SiriusXM 375, and a smart speaker. Ask your smart speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. We have so much more to get into. Tom Brady and Matthew Stafford, who would have thought that these two guys meeting up and having a conversation would lead to a media beef? Speaking of beef, years ago it looked like Draymond Green and Kevin Durant had a beef, and now Kevin Durant is sitting down on Draymond's podcast? What? Kevin Durant is explaining to everybody why he did not want to go back to Golden State. What a world. I was hoping that with Paul George shutting his podcast down for the rest of the season, I was really hoping that maybe Draymond would follow suit. But of course not. The answer is probably never. Myles Garrett reportedly still wants out from Cleveland. He doesn't care about a contract, an extension. He still wants to go. Greg Popovich, he's gone for the rest of the season with the Spurs. We'll get into that. Anthony Davis, he doesn't believe that nobody knew on the Lakers that he was getting the boot. I don't know if that's a wink, wink at LeBron. So we got a lot more to get into. If you want to call up, you can. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Speaking of knowing something or anything, today is February 27th. And no, it's not the end of the show. It's not time for a few things that took place this day in sports history. But today we have already found out that Travis Kelce is returning to the Kansas City Chiefs. He's not leaving. Travis Kelce is going to return for his 13th NFL season. He doesn't want to go anywhere. You know, it was only earlier this week that the GM of the Kansas City Chiefs, Brett Veach, he says, you know what? We have gone ahead and spoken to Kelce, and he said he believed that he was going to return. But today we got confirmation from Pat McAfee via Travis Kelce himself that he was going to return. Take a listen to what Pat McAfee had to read off. It's quite a listen.
I decided to reach out to source
says
who know and say, like, hey, are we playing next year, to my source
says.
And message was, my dog, ! Source
says
I'm coming back for sure. going to try and get to the best shape I've been this offseason and get back to the mountaintop. Got a real bad taste in my mouth with how I played in that last game and how I got the guys ready for battle. I can't go out like that.
Oh, wow. How about that? Travis Kelce pretty much admitting that he stunk. I mean, and he did. And by the way, Travis Kelce, he's not getting any younger. He's like everybody else. He's getting older. This past season, Travis Kelce hauled in 823 yards in the regular season to go along with three touchdowns. That is not Travis Kelce-like. If we think about the Super Bowl, Travis Kelce was going to end his career with 39 yards receiving in the Super Bowl and a loss? Is that how he was going to walk away? I think the hell not. And so the significance of today being February 27th, like the Chiefs didn't need an answer until March 14th. Was it the new league year didn't start until March 12th. He got about 2 weeks. And he's owed about $12 million on the 15th. Must be nice. I've said this. And who the hell thought he was going to retire? Who thought he was going to leave? Like, just walk away a loser? And I get it. He's already accomplished. And he's going into the Hall of Fame whenever he decides to quit. Does he just want to sit around on television? Does he just want to follow his girlfriend or whatever the hell she is all over the world? Like, why does he want to do that? The guy's going to be 36. Eventually, his career, it's going to be a closed case. It's going to be done. Max out what you have in front of you before you walk away. Take the money before you walk away. The TV money ain't going nowhere. You got your whole life in front of you. Damn it, you've been doing TV the whole time. Maybe that's why he needs to get into the best shape possible. Maybe he's been on too many dates. Maybe he's been on too many vacations. Maybe Travis Kelce is on that hickey. There's no way that Travis is on. He's not on the Luka Doncic diet, is he?
I thought you were going to say the James Harden diet.
Well, what's James? What's
when
James
he got
Harden's
fat, at least
diet?
Back in Houston.
Oh no!
Whatever it took to get that, get what he wanted. I don't think he's on the Luka Doncic hookah and beer diet. Hookah and Luka.
Hookah and beer. They called him Luka Doncic. What a world. Yeah, I don't think maybe he's not doing hookah, but Hickey, I know that when that man goes out with that woman, he's having a drink. He can't. Who can't? You're entitled to a drink, but is that helping you train? No. Is it helping your performance? No. I know Michael Jordan had some drinks, right? He had some smokes. It worked out for him. Hickey, what would Michael Jordan, you think, is what would Michael Jordan be doing if he wasn't out there drinking? What, the same, right?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Can't do anything better, right?
No, yeah, it's hard to improve what he did, but.
Might as well drink.
And smoke, why not?
Yeah,
a few cigars didn't hurt anybody, clearly.
And Travis Kelce needs to do better. He looks kind of, Hickey, he looks more pudgy than he used to be. And he's older, right? He's not as fast, he's a little pudgy.
Traveling internationally, like, you know, he went right down to see Taylor perform last year and was at South America and some other countries. I'm sure he's working out, but can you get the caliber of workout in Colombia that you would at home in Kansas City? Probably not.
No, it's not. No, hell no. Yeah, he took, on a bye week, he, left and went to South America to watch her and then flipped back up to Kansas City. And, no, man, that's... I don't care who you are. If you're a human being, that takes something out of you. And that you getting your ass whooped for a living? Come on, you get more recovery. Like Hickey just said, you recover easier if you're at home. And so I wonder what changes are going to make. It's one thing after you lose to say, oh, I'm going to come back and work harder. Man, if he won the Super Bowl, if he had the same stats, if he had 39 yards receiving, in a Kansas City Chiefs victory, would we hear this? Hell no. I don't think I've ever heard a professional athlete after winning go, I'm going to work harder and I'm going to come back better than that. Like, you don't hear that. Losers say things like that. And yeah, the Kansas City Chiefs have ultimately been winners. I mean, they've They tried and failed to go for their third straight Super Bowl victory. It's real easy to say this after you lost. This is like Paul George announcing yesterday, hey guys, I'm going to shut down my podcast. I need to focus in on winning a championship. Well, why didn't you do that from day one? Why do the 76ers, why do they have to hit the toilet? Why do you have to suck before you realize maybe I shouldn't do this? Travis Kelce had to lose before he said, you know, maybe I shouldn't have done this. I don't know what's going to change over the next, you know, 4 or 5 months as he heads towards training camp. He can't be worse than he was last year, right? He can't only have 3 touchdowns last year, right? He got to do better than that crap. Travis Kelce bounced back here. Hickey, he loses, I don't know. He loses 10 pounds or 5 pounds. Whatever he needs to sustain the abuse that will come his way, he's going to lose some weight.
Think he'll be a little bit more spry in the open field this year?
I guess as you get older, you have to, right?
I mean, I would agree with you. I think pudgy is the perfect way to describe it, and he definitely lost a step. So, maybe drop. I mean, you can't lose too much because, like you said, I think you still need some padding there to take some big hits over the middle. But maybe just, you know, add some more agility, be a little bit lighter on your feet, quicker in the open field. I think that could do you, Mahomes, Andy Reid, a lot of good.
Hickey, this is why I still look at Tony Gonzalez in awe. Because even as Tony Gonzalez got older, this guy was still a freak. Like, there was never a day that I looked at Tony Gonzalez and said, hey, man, that dude's getting fat. Like, Tony Gonzalez was always in peak physical condition. And I've met Tony Gonzalez years after retirement. And then you stand next to the guy and he looks like, and he doesn't look like, you know, Tony Gonzalez is still in the gym. Okay, he might be busting ass on a basketball court at LA Fitness right now. Tony Gonzalez can still move, which is why, you know, this conversation earlier this week that we found out was, it's been reported to be nonsense. Of Rob Gronkowski coming out of retirement for what? The man hasn't taken a hit in 3 going on 4 years. He is in his mid to late 30s. Why in the hell would he wake up after sitting around doing commercials, sitting around doing roasts, sitting around, on a Fox television set? Why would Rob Gronkowski wake up and go, you know what I want to do? I want to get hit in my ribs again. I want to wake up and train. I want to sleep in a dorm. I want to get on airplanes and go back and forth. Like, why? I want to play with a second-year quarterback. I want to play in a place that I've never played for. Why would he want to do that? It makes no sense. The NFL is a tough business. That's why when you're in it, when you're rolling, keep going. Take the money. Get the cash. Because when it's over, it's done. Hopefully, Travis Kelce has a better year this upcoming season than he did last year. To be honest, unless he gets old real quick, I don't think it could be any worse. Let's see if he can win a Super Bowl. It's going to take more than him to do so. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Travis Kelce coming back for a 13th NFL season. Whenever he decides to call it quits, we know he's going right into Canton. He's going right into the Hall of Fame. Let's see if Taylor Swift is still with him in, I don't know, 5 years whenever he quits. When we come back on the other side of the break, I just told you about this crazy story we got about how Rob Gronkowski is coming out of retirement to play in Denver. That was shut down by Ian Rappaport. He said, no, this is not happening. Well, apparently Ian Rappaport got into a little bit of a to-do, a brouhaha, a beef. Hickey, I don't want to say the wrong word. Is it a kerfuffle? Is that what it is?
Kerfuffle. I like brouhaha because it has a little nice little coffee there.
Kerfuffle. Who has a kerfuffle? Anybody?
Well, Steph Curry or Was it him or Draymond they're talking about it? That's when the first, I think the word kind of caught popularity.
What? A kerfuffle.
Right. That's, I mean, NBA players have kerfuffles.
Do they? Kerfuffle sounds like something for sissies, Hickey.
Well, have you seen NBA quote-unquote fights?
Oh, well, I see Isaiah Stewart try to fight, okay?
That's outside different. Him. You're very fair. That dude okay. is no nonsense. And there's a reason why as soon as he comes charging, everybody else runs away.
Yeah, there's no kerfuffle with that guy. None. But I guess when it comes down to NFL reporters, they can have kerfuffles. Apparently, we had a kerfuffle in Indianapolis between Ian Rappaport and Jordan Schultz. What did they beef about? A report surrounding Tom Brady and Matthew Stafford meeting. They should just put these two reporters in a cage and let them duke it out. I'll give you the latest on Matthew Stafford and Tom Brady on the other side of the break. And then we'll talk about the reporters who wanted to apparently fight each other. Maybe. This is crazy stuff. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast, the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. You know the NFL Combine is, well, you know it's light on news. When some of the biggest news, when one of the biggest stories coming out of the combine involves two media members having a confrontation. Yeah, two grown men who are supposed to talk about the grown men battling it out on a football field have their own beef. And what is the issue? Did somebody take the last, I don't know, chicken wing at the buffet line? Did somebody hit on somebody's wife or girlfriend? Did somebody step on somebody and not say, I'm sorry? Like, how are two grown-ass men who are professionals in a professional environment, how are they getting into a beef? Did somebody have too much to drink? Apparently not. Because this beef took place in Starbucks. What world is this? We got beef in Starbucks? Come on. This is between Ian Rappaport of the NFL Network and Jordan Schultz of Starbucks, who, by the way, last name Schultz? Yeah, his dad founded Starbucks. So why not have a beef in Starbucks? Maybe he feels very comfortable in the setting. Now, we've talked about Matthew Stafford and Tom Brady. Jordan Schultz reported that they had a meeting, that they met in Montana, that they met while going skiing. Ian Rappaport basically responded by saying, man, this was a meeting by happenstance. They didn't have no big old meeting. Like, Tom Brady didn't fly him out and say, let's go skiing and join the Raiders. None of that happened. He said they just met. Okay, fine. They ran into each other. Jordan Schultz didn't appreciate that. Ian Rappaport said that, look, they're rich guys. They got ski houses. They got ski houses in the same neighborhood. So they ran into each other. Boom. Problem solved. Jordan Schultz didn't like that. And so apparently, Jordan Schultz saw Ian Rappaport at Starbucks, that he got in his face and basically told him, hey, man, you know, we got to talk. Ian Rappaport's like, we don't got to talk about nothing. And then allegedly there were some profanities that were going back and forth. Jordan Schultz was kind of seemingly the aggressor, reportedly. Ian Rappaport wanted to be left alone. And then I don't know the details. Hickey, correct me if I'm wrong anywhere. Not that the details are really important. Ian Rappaport told? Hickey, did he tell? He told on this man? He felt threatened, so he spoke to NFL security?
That is what is being reported.
Oh, my God.
That he called, yeah, I was going to say the cops, but the NFL cops. He called the NFL cops on Jordan Schultz.
He called teacher, huh? Wow.
Called his mom.
Mom, they beat me up. Oh, mom, help me out. Oh, my God. According to the report, NFL league security is looking into the matter. This was as of yesterday. Jordan Schultz says it really wasn't much about anything. Ian Rappaport and I had a verbal confrontation. It lasted a little over a minute. Rappaport was the one who called security shortly after, but it never escalated further. And so Schultz is ratting him out. He's like, hey, he's the one who called security. What a world. What a world. We got two reporters beefing over a story. Now, Tom Brady must be laughing at this. Matthew Stafford must be laughing about this. This is hilarious. A matter of fact, this was no laughing matter, or maybe it was a little bit, because Ian Rappaport, he was on Pat McAfee earlier today, and he was asked about his little kerfuffle with Jordan Schultz.
Last night when it all broke, everyone in the world texted me wanting to know details, and it was all, I mean, it was all out there. Florio basically wrote the whole thing, so there's not much to add.
Wow.
And then woke up this morning and everyone in the world has texted me.
Yeah. Well, we all are happy that you're both okay. We'd like to let that be known.
Yeah.
With that being said, what is next? Are you guys going to shake hands before you get out of town, or what do we think?
I mean, I...
Oh, that's a no! He's going to the coffee bean and tea leaf from now on.
Not another penny.
There's actually a lot of great coffee brands at Dunkin'.
Hey, we're happy you're okay. We love you. Are you all right, man? You're gonna be okay.
I'm okay.
Hickey, did he throw a shot at the family name? Is that my understanding? Did he throw a shot at his daddy in Starbucks?
With the Duncan reference, he absolutely did.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Ian Rappaport is a dung king.
Wow. So he decided to insult the man and his family's coffee after he decided to call NFL security.
Yes, that is correct.
Oh, man. Oh. I don't know the detail. Why? You can't handle that yourself? Like, was Jordan Schultz going to punch him in the face in Starbucks? I don't. Come on now. Because he felt threatened. The words and verbiage and some of the language was threatening, man. Hey, NFL security, Jordan Schultz came up to me at the Starbucks and got in my face. Come on, man. What are we doing? Hickey, what would you do? Nothing? Would you call NFL security?
I would not. I would be too embarrassed, and I would not want this to be a bigger story than it already is, so I would not call security.
Man,
I mean, it does make you look weak. I will say, I like rap sheet, but that's a soft look.
I'm just keeping it moving, man. First of all, I'm not getting into no internet spat with some reporter about a report. You getting it, man, just leave me alone. There are better things in life for me to worry about than you being upset at me. Man, what are we doing?
Would you swing? If you're in Rappaport's shoes and someone comes charging at you in your face, cursing you out.
It depends, Hickey. I don't know the details. Like, if he put a hand on me or if I felt threatened, yeah, you got to hit somebody. I haven't had to hit a human being in years, Hickey. I was in third grade the last time I had to hit somebody.
Third grade?
Yeah, and I've never been hit. No, you know what? The last time somebody ever hit me, I got slapped by a girl, okay? That was in either fourth or fifth grade.
It makes you feel any better. I've never thrown a punch in my life. The only fight I've been in, I was trying to be the peacemaker and break it up.
You were trying to be a peacemaker and somebody hit you?
No, I've never gotten hit, nor have I ever thrown a punch.
Oh, accident? You accidentally got hit?
I've never accidentally got hit, no.
Oh, good. Good for you.
Yeah,
good.
I don't know.
Well, listen, we need less violence in the world, not more. Come on. For what?
So we should commend these two gentlemen for not escalating it physically, just letting a war of words fly.
Nah, you can't. Look, I'm not on this stop snitching stuff, but he was a snitch. Why are you snitching? You a grown man. Like, you're a grown-ass man. If that man ain't do nothing to you, why you got to call NFL security for? Like, did he pull out a... I heard nothing in the story. Hey, Jordan Schultz pulled out a blade, okay? he reached into his pocket and told me if I don't stop the reports, he's going to cut me. Like, man, that's different. That's different. He came up to you and he told you he doesn't like you disputing his reports. And he told you with some foul language. You got to tell NFL security. Handle it yourself. Come on, man. That's weak. I'm going to look at him different every time I see him, Hickey. Every time I see him. What a guy.
Well, he's a Mets fan, so he has some leeway in my book.
Ian Rappaport.
Oh, big Mets fan.
Is he from Queens? Where is he from, New York?
I think so. I believe so. Maybe Jersey, somewhere there.
Jersey. Okay. He's subtle. Okay. I won't make any assumptions on where he grew up. Okay.
Also has to be humbling if you're Jordan Schultz. Like, you would think, right? Not that you're equals in the sense of, like, you know, obviously Ian Rapoport is the preeminent newsbreaker along with Adam Schefter, and Schultz is not on that level.
Right.
But, like, Rapoport can call NFL security. Who is Schultz calling security-wise if, let's say, Rapoport threatened him? Nobody.
You can call NFL. Anybody could call NFL you think? Security, right? Yeah, right.
Jordan Schultz for Fox could call NFL security?
I can call NFL security if I was there. You could call NFL security.
Really?
I'm sure he has NFL security on speed dial.
Hmm.
He probably knows the head of NFL security, which makes him even more of a punk. Come on, Nick. You got to handle that yourself. Come on.
I'm in total agreement. Total Look, agreement.
I don't have an NFL credential in front of me. But I'm sure if I go home and look at a Super Bowl or Radio Row draft credential, I bet you that they got to be a number for security on the back, right?
I guess that would make sense, right? If you're a media member, the security would be for everybody, not just like NFL Network or NFL employees.
Yeah,
you're probably right.
Yeah, he might be a highly paid human being, but he ain't better than anybody. He's just ready to snitch. For something, he could have handled that himself. Okay, come on now.
I guess it's in his blood, right? You get information, you tell it. In this case, usually he tells the information to us that he gets from teams and players. Hey,
you ever seen that cartoon? It came on ABC, Recess. You ever seen that?
Oh, yeah. That's a good one back in the day.
Remember they had that kid Randall? He was like the classroom snitch for the whole playground.
Bald at like 12 years old.
Was he?
Yeah. Oh, maybe. Or he had the giant forehead. So maybe that was, he had hair, but like, boy, it was receding quick.
He was standing in the schoolyard every day with a notepad.
Right. Writing down in the corner. What's going on? Start calling Ian Rapoport. Yeah. Randall Rapoport.
Yeah. Running back to that, whatever that, the principal lady.
Yeah. I forget her name. The Mrs. teacher.
Mrs. Whatever she was. That's what he is. Everybody's at the NFL Combine. There's so much testosterone running around in the building, all these players and ex-players and coaches and executives. It's a real testosterone-driven thing. And then you got a reporter over here who's out here snitching because somebody yelled at him. Come on now. Do better. 855-212-4227. Richard is calling from Atlanta. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Richard?
My brother from another mother. How are you?
I'm good. Just talking about snitches. What's up?
Hey, just like I was telling you, which comment said, hey, it's good that Travis came back because the NFL is going to probably schedule that rematch between Philly and Kansas City, this time in Kansas City.
Okay.
Not Kansas City, in Philadelphia.
Okay. Yeah, that'll be a fun watch if they should do so, yeah.
Oh, they did it. Remember now, 2 years ago when they played in the Super Bowl, they did it in Philadelphia with the Kansas City.
Yeah, I'm just saying what the schedule looks like, Richard. I'm not thinking that far ahead. I'm looking forward to Luka Doncic in Dallas. That's what I'm looking forward to. I ain't thinking about
something. I know.
Something
I hear
yet.
You. And you know something, Dallas, you should be fired.
Oh, well, their GM,
all
I don't think he cares too much.
Should be fired for giving up that man like that.
Yeah. Well, it's soon. Nobody lasts in a job forever, so he'll fire to get the boot sooner than later.
Well, you know, we already having that Trump. We having that dealing with the federal government as it is.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
And you know, my brother, it's good to hear your voice. Good to be sure, you know, keeping in touch with you.
Oh, no doubt, Richard. Thank you so much. Hey, I heard from your people. They at the VA, they wanted me to take a class and all of this. I'm like, listen, I'm trying to bring the radio station and attention. Y'all want me to take a class? And so I don't know. Talk to your people, Richard. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for calling from Atlanta.
You're welcome, my brother.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. Yeah, man. That's crazy. Hickey, what happened? What's the schedule look like?
So we don't obviously have a date yet, but we know the opponents. Bad news for Richard. The Eagles are playing the Chiefs this year, but back in Kansas City.
Okay. Well, damn. I mean, the defending champs. So they should go into Kansas City, go into Arrowhead, and whoop that ass again.
They did it 2 years ago.
Yeah, do it again. Well, this time it's Super Bowl champs, you know?
That's right.
Do it again. Make a statement. Maybe Travis Kelce will be in a pristine condition by then. Less dates and more football. Hickey, wouldn't that be... Well, no, not wishing that on anybody. I was going to say, wouldn't that be crazy if that was a thing to drive a wedge in a relationship? He's like, babe, I got to go to work, okay? I can't sit here listening to your stupid songs every day. I got to go to work.
He's like modern day Tom Brady, huh?
Oh man, well, I don't know. Well,
what do you love more, Taylor or football? Oh, Travis chooses football.
Well, things ended worse for Tom Brady, man. Tom
Brady hired. They did.
Yeah, he hired that exercise man to work with his wife, and he was working with the wife. Okay, all right. What a
did
world.
His job, some would say.
Well, he did more than his job. What a world.
Above and beyond, huh? Just like Tom Brady, above and beyond.
Yeah, in the wrong spaces and places. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We come back. You know, we just talked about a snitch. Ian Rappaport running the NFL security. We're going to talk about someone who is not shy utilizing the internet as well. His name is Kevin Durant. And this time, Kevin Durant, he didn't sit down and use his Twitter fingers. He spoke to Draymond Green about why he didn't go to Golden State. We'll hear from Kevin Durant on the other side. We're going to talk more NFL. We got a lot to do, a lot. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. Yeah, Mama said knock you out. I never knew that we'd have two NFL reporters getting at it. Well, they didn't get physical because one called security. That's Ian Rappaport, allegedly called security, on Jordan Schultz, who he didn't appreciate him refuting his report about Tom Brady and Matthew Stafford getting together. Oh, the details. Was it an accident? Just a bunch of nonsense. By the way, if you care, you might recall, the Los Angeles Rams basically told Matthew Stafford, hey, man, go out. Go talk to people. There's no tampering here. They decided to let this man test the waters and see what's out there. Is somebody going to trade for Matthew Stafford? Is somebody going to pay him $50 million? We'll see. Could that team be the Raiders? I don't know. I still believe Matthew Stafford will return to the Rams, but what do I know? I'm here for the stories just like everybody else, including the ones where the reporters get the fighting. Easy. Hickey, I haven't had no beef yet. Maybe that's what I need. I need the beef with somebody. Do I need to do that?
I think so, yeah. Let's start. We should go after a host. Who do you want to go after?
I don't need. Give me somebody. I'll go after him right now. Go ahead.
Let's go after. How about Skip Bayless?
Oh, does he still count? The Crypt Keeper?
Does he not count? He has a podcast.
The guy's, he's...
How about Stephen A. Smith? You want to go after him?
What do you want me to say about him? Did I go after him last week when he made that stupid-ass comment about... what is that thing he said? About an international player can't be fake? Hickey, he just says stuff now at this point. Like, a lot of his stuff...
Including that he wants to be president.
Did he really say that? I thought he said he didn't want to be president.
Well, I keep seeing his name and the Democratic Party in 2028 floating around, so I don't know.
Hickey, there was a point in time, and when I say point in time, I mean, let me see. Okay, There was a point in time more than 20 years ago where I could listen to him, enjoy him, and take him seriously. That day is not now.
No, huh?
That passed maybe, I don't know, 10 or 15 years ago. Yeah, no.
Okay.
Yeah.
So maybe he's not the best...
Nah, I don't. And I enjoyed listening to him. I really did. But today it's just, it's for him. And God bless him. He makes millions and millions of dollars. He makes a hell of a lot more money than I do. But he's an entertainer. You know, he's like, I remember listening to him when he first got on the radio and I could listen and I could enjoy it, but not so much anymore. He just saying wild things. Like I believe because I read it, not because I sure as hell didn't listen. Like, he said something about Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is on the pathway of Michael Jordan. Like, that's the type of stuff that has to be contrived and slapped together. What about Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is screaming Michael Jordan pathway? Am I missing something? Did I miss some miraculous shot in college? Am I missing something?
Early career postseason failures?
Wow. So is he going to win three titles and then go play baseball and then win another three?
Probably. I mean, Canada, you know, maybe plays for Team Canada in the Olympics for baseball.
Okay.
World Baseball Classic could use him.
Oh, my God. World Baseball Classic.
Freddie Freeman's Canadian.
What other players play for Team Canada? I don't even know.
I don't know how much baseball is being played in Canada.
Couldn't tell you. What do they play, inside? Like,
can't play outside for most of the year.
It's like, hey, let's play baseball. We got the sun out for like 3 days. Let's go play. And I'm joking, people in Canada. I'm very familiar with Canada. I know how big it is. I'm just jokes about the weather, okay? Relax. Right, take it easy.
Sun's out 4 days, not 3 days. Come on, show some respect.
You're right. You're right. Hey, JR, we're not Alaska here. Okay, now I got people from Alaska who will be mad. All fine. All good. Speaking of being mad, this guy's typically mad and upset, or at least his messages seem to be mad and upset, but then he says he doesn't care. That's Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant, who's playing on a Phoenix Suns team that is seeded 11th in the West. Yeah, the 11th seed, by the way, doesn't even make the play-in tournament. The Suns have a record of 27-31. Kevin Durant is still one of the best scorers in the league. This guy's 36 years old. He didn't want to be traded to Golden State. Why? He says he didn't want to move. Okay, I don't know if that's all true. He's like, yeah, I wanted to finish what I got here, but they're going to move you anyway. You don't want to be traded in the season? You don't want to compete for a title with Golden State? There has to be more to it than that. You don't want to go back to Golden State and play next to Curry? You don't want to look at Draymond? Like, well, what's the real deal? All of those are realistic, plausible excuses. He decided to stay on a sinking ship until the end of the year. Well, Kevin Durant sat down with Draymond Green on his podcast. I guess they get along enough now. Last time I remember them on the Warriors, Draymond was yelling at Kevin, we don't need you. We won without you. But they're all good. And Kevin Durant reiterated, yeah, I just didn't want to move in the season. And then they actually talked about something fun. I guess this is fun. Kevin Durant said that he would participate in a one-on-one basketball tournament if the NBA were to hold one during NBA All-Star Weekend. And Kevin Durant, I guess he sounds excited. Listen to this.
I done played ones with Jason Tatum, and he done got cooking, making shots over every contest.
Yeah.
I would say JT, Kyrie. I would say somebody like Joel, too.
Oh, yeah.
He can get a bucket from the wing. I think Shane would be tough, especially if you're going to, like, a five-second clock and not, like, three dribbles, four dribbles. If you're going to just a shot clock, mm-hmm. you're going to be tough. And then Ant, I think I get put in there, too.
Giannis beating all them dudes.
Giannis ones, man. I got to see how he going to approach the ones. Because the ones, you got to be able to shoot that. He going to straight bully you.
Exactly. He going to get as close as he can to the hoop.
For real. We got to foul him the whole time.
Man, we not seeing no one-on-one basketball between none of these guys. Come on, let's be real. Hickey, do you think we're going to see an NBA one-on-one tournament? It is not happening. Come on.
No chance. We can't even get these guys to compete in like a team setting. And now they're going to go out there one-on-one with a chance to get clowned and embarrassed? No chance.
Nah, they're not doing it. Hell no. It would be fun, though. The most that you can see, I don't know. They probably have this in a video game. But outside of that, man, ain't going to be no one-on-one. Jason Tatum's going to go out there representing the Jordan brand to play against Kevin Durant? Like, nah. Like, everything is all about the money. I can't look bad. I can't be a loser. And if I am going to be a loser, I can only be a loser in a team capacity. I can't be a singular loser. Come on, we got Jimmy Butler, who did decide to leave, ended up in Golden State, not Phoenix. Golden State Warriors are 6-1 with Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler sat at a table with a microphone in front of him and said, yeah, I need to go somewhere where I can play and be happy. A couple of years ago, when it was time for James Harden to exit out of Houston, this man also sat in front of a microphone and said, I don't think we have the talent to win. Well, at that point, his teammates sort of just got up and left the locker room and whooped his ass. And so, look, NBA players are always looking to blame somebody else. And it's not even NBA players. Come on, we had Cam Newton about a month ago tell everybody, yeah, man, I got drafted into a room full of losers. Oh, yeah, y'all are losers. Why are you being so sensitive? He also told everybody that if he had a choice between keeping his MVP award or winning a Super Bowl, he would keep his MVP because it means that he did his job. And so everybody's always looking to point the finger. Nobody ever wants to accept responsibility. Man, one-on-one, not happening. Not, I'd love to see Kyrie versus Damian Lillard. Hickey, who wins that? Irving, right? Kyrie wins?
Yeah, I think so. Those handles are nasty.
Kevin, who would beat Kevin Durant in a one-on-one? Like a best of five or seven? Is there anybody that could beat him one-on-one? He's so tall and big and rangy.
And he could shoot from anywhere. I don't think so. Like, maybe Giannis, just because if he just goes straight bully ball and just out physical him, but...
That wouldn't be a fun watch, but I guess possibly, right? He could defend. He has the length to defend him and keep up with him.
And the strength to get inside.
Yeah. Anthony Davis, no. You know, no.
He can get hurt, probably.
He'd get hurt, play defense. Yeah, I don't know. Luka can handle some business, too.
LeBron, 7 years ago.
Yeah, he got that little, I like his little fadeaway that he's developed over the past bunch of years.
It is nice.
He's like, man, I'm old. I ain't doing all this stuff no more. He can post you up and spin the other way. That's it. Good for LeBron adding a move. It took him about 15 years. Good for him. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. LeBron James is from Cleveland and close by. When we come back, we're going to talk about another guy who wants to leave Cleveland. His name is Myles Garrett. Doesn't matter how much you pay him, he wants out. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. I'm in on the Infinity Sports Network. Don't move.